Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If you're looking for the ball game, you're going to need to wait until tomorrow. Today's game postponed. We went on the air with the lineup card at 12:30, and then it was announced at about 12:45 that the Twins would play a Father's Day split doubleheader at Target Field. And once again, game one at 1:10, backed it up to the lineup card at 12:30, and then, of course, inside Twins, Chris Atterbury and Derek Falvey at noon. And then game two coming up on Sunday night, that split doubleheader, lineup card at 6, first pitch at 6:40 tomorrow at Target Field. Once again, showers this afternoon, and then the threat of thunderstorms moves in later in the day, and they just deemed it not feasible to try and squeeze in a ball game today, so they'll do a Father's Day split doubleheader. And we have that excessive heat watch tomorrow on Father's Day. Heat indices could approach 100 degrees here in the metro area. Once again, that heat watch in effect from Sunday afternoon through Sunday evening here in the Twin Cities. And we'll have more on that at the bottom of the hour. Right now, pleased to be joined by Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And Steve, this is a typical June, really unsettled weather.
Yeah, it is, Steve. Good afternoon. It's been a tough week, you know, dodging the wind. And I mean, I swear, every day it's blowing 20, 30 miles an hour. It's rain has been coming and going. It's been a pretty tough go. I think the fish are just as confused as I am. It's they're trying to spawn. There's still some late spawners going on. Had a couple crappies yesterday that still had eggs in them. I don't think they know what's going on. Kind of just like us, everything is so confusing. And believe it or not, Steve, the water temperature is still 66, 67 on the average everywhere I was this week in all the different lakes. So it's not doing anything. It should be 78, 77. But so far, the bite is holding up okay. The crappie fishing is changing. They're starting to move out deeper. Walleyes are starting to move out deeper, and we're making the transition to crawlers and leeches now. I'm pretty much done with minnows. So, yeah, things are changing.
Yeah, and we're just waiting for that hot weather, and it looks like we're going to get some here in the cities tomorrow, but it doesn't take long. It takes a week of that hot stuff, and those water temps really jump.
Yeah, and the wheat growth, too, Steve, is really subdued. It's not, you know, going crazy like it normally does right now, and that's a good thing because it's easy to fish right now. You can fish over the tops of the cabbage. You can fish on the edges, and it's not too, you know, crazy. It certainly will get that way, you know, if we get a string of 90s or whatever, but right now it's very fishable, very doable. We don't have any algae issues. Water quality still good. I mean, everything, keeping our fingers crossed, it's really getting to be, you know, very consistent with nothing super weird. So far, so good.
Yeah, and Steve, you have had good luck. I know in recent reports you've been pretty pleased on what you've seen on the waters. And once again, depending on the lake, if it has a lot of recreational boaters, the ski boats, the personal watercrafts, et cetera, you know, getting out there early is still key.
Well, I'm on the water at 5:30, Steve, and, yep, and get off about 11 in the morning. And I'll tell you, it's been very inconsistent lake to lake. You know, right now, June, everything should just be rocking and rolling everywhere, but it's really not. I can get on a particular lake this week and struggle. Then I get on a different lake, and it's really going. It's just really up and down, and the fish are moving a lot, again, as they're making their summer transitions here from the spring areas. And so it's just been kind of hit and miss. And, you know, usually at this time of June, all the lakes are going, and you don't know where to go because everything's going, but it's really not the case. It's just picking and choosing, you know, the right lake, you know, is really important right now because they really vary right now.
Steve Kearney joining us. Steve Kearney Outdoors. What's your approach? What type of bait are you using right now? What does Steve Kearney do when he takes a group out?
You know, Steve, the first thing I do when I get to the boat ramp is I check out the skies. I look, is it overcast or is it sunny? And this is the main clue I use for starting my morning. If it's overcast, I love overcast. Those fish are going to be shallow, they're going to be active, and they're going to be coming up out of deep water and actively feeding in 8 to 15 feet of water. That's the best-case scenario. Otherwise, you get out there at the dock and you look, and it's bright sunshine, dead calm, then you got your work cut out for you. Then those fish are not going to be shallow and active. They're going to be deep and loafing and resting in deeper water. So paying attention to that clue of overcast versus sunny is really the main clue when you start in the morning, and then react accordingly. Too many people just, you know, go to shallow areas because they caught fish there and they've never looked at the wind or what the overcast or sunny skies are doing, and they struggle. It's kind of a nice shortcut to getting on fish right away in the morning. Just start that tactic according to overcast or sunny. And, you know, on some days it can be overcast in the morning and then turn sunny by 10 o'clock, and then you have to completely change gears. So a lot of it is just kind of keep an eye on the sky. What's the sky doing? What's the water temperature? What's the wind direction? You know, little things like that really, you know, can accelerate your morning and get you on fish sooner.
Well, Steve, where are you going to be in the coming week? You going to stay close to home?
I'm going to be on the water most of the week, Steve, doing my thing. I do want to make one point here. There's a new regulation that's just come out by the CDC. If you plan on going across the border with your dog, amazing hoops you now have to go through. You have to fill out paperwork. You have to get a microchip in your dog. You have to have mug shots of its face, of its body. Your veterinarian has to fill out a ton of forms. This whole thing is brand new. So if you go across the border and try to come back and you don't have any of this done, your dog will not be allowed to come back. So check out the CDC website. Look at the forms. You won't believe the forms. It's totally ridiculous. And your veteran has to get involved, or veterinarian has to get involved with different forms as well. Just tremendous amount of hoops. So heads up to anybody vacationing up into Canada, you know, going waterfowling in the fall, taking their lab with them, you better check this out, because Fido will not be coming across the border with you unless you've got these things done.
Yeah, and do they warn you? Or this is the first I've heard of it, Steve.
No, it's a cut and dried thing. You have to have all these hoops taken care of before you even attempt to get across the border. There's no warnings or, you know, maybe next time. They will not allow that dog across the border. So I don't know. If you just go on the CDC website, look at the forms, and fill everything out, and it's not just about rabies and distemper. There's all kinds of other things. The dog has to be 6 months old at least. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But make sure, you know, people check that out before they, you know, try to go on vacation or go hunting in the fall. And all these regulations start in August, so you got to get on the stick here to get it done.
All right, and this, once again, is this the United States side or is this the Canadian side that implemented this?
That's the United States side by the Center for Disease Control are kind of running this. So, you know, you can probably, I don't know if Canada is going to, you know, probably go through with this same process. I haven't heard anything about that. But, yeah, let's say you get into, you know, Lake of the Woods or the Northwest Angler or wherever you happen to go or Winnipeg and come back and you don't have, you know, the stuff done, your dog doesn't cross the border. So you don't want to run into that. But that's just something that just came up, Steve, like 2-3 days ago. It was just brought to my attention. So people better get on that, you know, get on it while they can.
All right. Thanks for the update on that, Steve. We'll do it again next week, depending on how the weather falls in the Twins ball game.
Hey, I hear you, Steve. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
All right. There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.